to the Columbia Center for Spiritual Living, a welcoming and diverse community whose vision it is to contribute to a world that works for everyone. The inspirational message you are about to hear will expand your idea of what is possible in life right now and affirm your soul's knowing in taking that right next step towards your greatest good.
Good morning, family. Columbia Centers for Spiritual Living. It is so good to be back again. Rebecca, thank you for that prayer and the prayer earlier this morning. Michael, thank you for the, what a version. Man, and then the reading trust. Thank you so very much. So I want to start off with a couple of quotes from Dr. Holmes. Before that, I want to say thank you for all of those who are love streaming today. Glad that you are here. Dr. Holmes began his radio talks and his television shows by saying, "There is a power in the universe greater than we are, and we can use it. There is a power for good in the universe greater than we are, and we can use it." I want to tweak that just a little bit. I want to dive down a little bit deeper in this. There is a power for good in the universe. Stop. That power for good in the universe is also that power for good that is within you. See, because when we look at the truth that there is no separation, that means that the universal power that surrounds us is also that universal power that is within us. So there is a power for good within us, greater than we are, and we can use it. Stop. Says we can use it. Here's the thing. We are always using it. What we want to do is to become conscious of us using it. So then that whole thing begins to change, that there is a power in a power for good within me that I use all the time. That I use all the time. And now I am consciously, we are consciously becoming creators, not co-creators, but creators of our world. Consciously. Now the other quote that I just love from Dr. Holmes, and there's a lot of them, but this one here, man, that there is only one life. That life is God's life. Now you can call it God, you can call it divine intelligence, you can call it universal spirit. As Dr. Holmes said once in one of his live again recordings, he talks about a woman who comes to him and says, "You know, My husband said that you would probably get more people to come listen to you if you didn't use the word God." Dr. Holmes replies, "Tell him to use the word potato." We know what he's talking about. In other words, it doesn't matter what we call it. What's important is that we call it forth into our conscious awareness. The Tao Te Ching, in the very first verse of the Tao Te Ching, says, "The Tao that can be named is not the nameless Tao, or the eternal Tao. The name that can be named is not the eternal name." So there isn't a name for this thing, but because we are human beings divinely created to use language, we tend to put names to things, and that's okay. Call it what you want. Call it God, call it love, call it peace, call it potato, call it divine intelligence, but call it forth into your consciousness. There is only one life. I love the word God. Great outdoors, G-O-D, great outdoors. I was talking with my brother Eamon earlier this morning, and there's this hip hop artist named KRS-One, and he has a song called God, and G-O-D, guiding our direction. There is only one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. That life is perfect. 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 That life is my life now. Now, that's the way that the quote goes. There is only one life. The life is God's life. The life is perfect. That life is my life now. I want to tweak that. Not only is that our lives, we are that lives. So now that changes everything for me. There's only one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. I am that life now. Think about that you are the perfect life of the divine. You are the perfect life of the divine. That changes everything. When we stand in the knowing, when we really stand firm in the knowing that the life that I live, that perfect life that I live is the life of God. I am the life of God. Oh my goodness. Now what happens is that we get to recognize. So the talk is creating and accepting the abundant life. There is no creating. What do you mean, Eugene? I'm going to tell you what I mean. It's already created. In the blurb that I sent in, it says that nature has provided us with evidence of our abundance. Cannot count the stars in the sky. Cannot count the leaves on that tree. Cannot count the grains of sand on any beach. Cannot count the blades of grass on any lawn. Do you know that there are over 30 trillion cells within the body temple? Amazingly abundant, and it just is. So are we creating abundance? No, what we're doing, and this is why I love prayer, is we're recognizing that there is an abundance around us, that we are recognizing that there's an abundance within us. I love the five principles of affirmative prayer because these are ways of living. Think about what it would be like. Imagine what it would be like to recognize that right where you are, abundance is. Yeah. Right where you are, right here, right now, abundance is. You are the abundant life. There is something, going back to that, there is a power in the universe for good greater than we are. There is something within you that manifested itself as you. There is something greater than we are that decided to say, you know what? I want to show up on this earth plane as Iodele. Right? Yeah, it's a great choice. She says, good choice. But every one of us, we're a great choice. There is something that is within us that's beyond the body temple that said, I want to come to this earth plane, what I call the spiritual plane called earth, to experience life abundantly. So we recognize that we are surrounded by an abundance. Now, the second step, the second principle, imagine that you are one with your abundance. So, we start thinking about an abundant life. Now, we just can't say, I want abundance. I was speaking with a student of mine, you know, and we were talking about abundance. You know, I desire abundance. Well, we just can't say abundance. An abundance of what? An abundance of worry? Don't want that. An abundance of trouble? Don't want that either. So we want to be specific with the infinite intelligence. As Reverend Ike used to say back in the day, you got to be definite with the infinite. You got to give the law something to work on. So we're not only talking about experiencing an abundance. I want to experience an abundance of love. And then and showing up like this, I want to experience X amount of dollars per year. And this is what I'm calling forth into my life. And now comes the acceptance. I've worked with clients in the past that have said, Eugene, you and I have been working on this issue. I've been praying, I've been doing my visioning on this, I've been doing all of this work, and it's still not showing up in my life. My question, are you willing to accept it? See, because even though we can step into the knowing that we are divine intelligence having its way in through and as us, that we are the perfect life of the divine made manifest in through and as us, can we really accept that? Do you accept that you're perfect just the way you are? I'm sorry, what?
Yes.
Yes, but and. Yeah, yes, but and, right? Right? And that's the issue. Yes, but. And. But. So we find ourselves playing what I call the hokey pokey, right? I say yes, I put my foot in, but no. And yes, and then no, that's a great way to exercise. However, it doesn't help us to accept who we are. It is important, it is vitally important to recognize that we are the perfect lives of the universe. Call it God, call it love. It's important to recognize that. It's important to really then become one with that knowing. I am one with this. And then from that purview, we get to declare what we want to realize. Now, in affirmative prayer, it says recognition, unification, realization. Dr. Holmes says declaration. And then the fourth one is thanksgiving. I want to put thanksgiving all over this. I am grateful. I am grateful for everything. Thank you, Rebecca. And then release. Now, release in the way that it's taught in terms of the five steps of prayer. I release my word into the law. Yes. But then we also want to release ourselves to our abundance. I was doing a visioning with Home Office many years ago. And there's a question in the visioning process. What must I release in order for the vision to be made manifest, for the vision to become a reality? And the normal questions, I want to release fear. I want to release the way it used to be. I want to release anger. I want to release. So after the third or fourth month of doing this visioning with the staff, I hear the same answers. Spirit says to me, if we are still talking about releasing fear, we haven't released it. If we're still talking about releasing anger, we haven't released it. If I'm still talking about releasing some stuff in the past, I haven't released it. Then Spirit says, why don't you release your joy? Why don't you release your talent? Don't hang on to it. Why don't you, how about this one? Why don't you release your love? Don't hang on to it. Why don't you release your creativity? You are here to create. We're always creating. So now why not be conscious of what we create? Instead of allowing the wind to blow us willy-nilly. And we stand firm in who and what we are. Who are we? We are the perfect manifestations of the one. That which I call God doesn't make any mistakes. We are not mistakes. Man, we may make mistakes, you know, so then we get to take two. Because it's just a mistake. It's just a mistake. Well, then let's do it again. I love kids. Do over. Do over. Why not do it over? Oh, that didn't work out the way that I had planned, which is okay, because that not working out is just a sign going, go this way. That's all that it is. Oh, that didn't work. Okay, then let me try it this way. But sometimes, now none of you, but some of your friends and I, we will make a mistake and then I will sit in the, oh, I made a mistake. I'm just no good. I'm a dummy. No, that mistake says do it this way. Go here. Now, when we start creating or thinking that we are creating, we're not really creating. We are revealing what's already there. Perfection is already there. What we are doing, once we start to recognize, I love the word recognize, is to recognize, to know again. So when we start recognizing our abundance, what we are saying is, oh, I have already been abundant. Now I am knowing it again. And now I'm one with my abundance and it's not being created in my life. It's being revealed in my life. So it's not that we are creating our abundance. We are abundance. We are revealing it. Does that make sense? So we get to stand and then we get to stand as the healing presence of the divine. So that when you walk into a room, And we can say with the master teacher, Yeshua, when you see me, you see that which has sent me. Oh, my goodness. We have to remember that Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, was not the exception. He was the example. He was the example. How it's written is, why? Well, my paraphrase is this. Why are you all tripping off of what I'm doing? Why are you tripping off of what I'm doing? You will do these works, and greater works shall ye do. Do it in my name. Name meaning nature. Do it in the nature of Yeshua or any spiritual master, which all of us are. Do it in the nature, meaning do it in the name, meaning do it in the way that I do it. So what did, in this particular case, Yeshua Messiah do? He always went to spirit first. Why do you call me good? There's only one that's good, and that's God within. So where do we go? Where do we find heaven? Within. And then we get to reveal it. Man, do you understand that we are surrounded by heaven? He knows. He's saying yes. Everybody else is like, I don't know. Although Amen is, you know, he's speaking for everyone in the room.
Yes.
What was that?
He has my
proxy. Oh, he's Baptist. Yeah. Woo-wee. Yeah, boy. And that too. You know, laughter is a wonderful thing. Laughter is a wonderful thing. You know, it's hard to it's hard to laugh and feel bad at the same time. I've tried. And then I laugh because I'm trying, you know, to feel, I don't feel good, so let me laugh about it. But laughter is a good thing, that, and it's a great tool. So when something comes up in your life that doesn't quite fit with the way you feel, laugh at it. Laugh at it. You know, I have that little voice that comes up still that goes, who do you think you are? Right? Now, I know none of you have that voice. It's just me. And sometimes I'll. But and, right? Yes, but and, right? So, but when, for me, when that voice comes up, I have these two spiritual words that I use that I'm going to share. Shut up. Yes. Shut up. Who do you think you are? Remember the mistakes that you made back in the past? Oh, shut up. Shut up. Right? Because there is no past. There is no future. There's only now. And it's interesting when we think about the past. When are we thinking about the past? Now. I remember when I made that mistake 16 years ago, and I'm thinking about it now. But that was, there's only now. In fact, an hour ago is gone. So what do you want to do? Going back to creating and accepting the abundant life is to recognize that there really isn't anything to create. It's all that the abundant life is already created. Nature proves it. What we do want to do, though, is to accept it. Remember, the talk is creating and accepting the abundant life. So how about this? Instead of creating, we are revealing and accepting the abundant life. Now, as we start to reveal, as we become the revelation, uh-oh, had a revelation one day while I was in prayer. Had a revelation. I became so aware. God, Ricky Byers, back with Ricky Byers, can write some music, man. But had a revelation that right where we are, the infinite intelligence is. Living, moving, breathing, having its life in through and as each and every one of us. So when I think that there's not enough money, then I need to get out of my own way. Now, how do I do that? Is I get into service. Let me help someone. Let me get out of my own head, because my own head will go, here's that little voice again. You'll never be enough. You'll never receive enough. Shut up. And the more I do that, the more I start to ignore that, even stop saying shut up and just ignore it. Now, the more I am available to see and to receive, oh man, to receive, oh man, to receive the abundant life that has already been given. How cool is that? Very cool, right? And then we just accept it. Accept that you are not only perfect, accept that you're amazing. How many amazing people are in the room right now? Yeah. Okay, good. There's two hands. He's like, yeah. How many abundant people are in the room right now?
Yes.
How many creative people are in the room right now?
Yes.
Right? Why not accept that fully and completely, and not just in this room, not just in your community, but out in the world? The world needs us. Think about this, man. The world needs us more than ever before. We are the ones that we have been waiting for. We are the ones that are to shine our lights. We are the ones. There is no waiting for anyone else. I was talking with a practitioner, a little sidebar here, but not really. I was talking with a practitioner a month or so ago, and seasoned practitioner, and she was talking to me about a conversation she had with others about the war that's going on in Russia and the Ukraine and all of that good stuff. And she said to me, we were talking about, where is God in all of this? I'm being quiet because she hasn't asked me my opinion yet. And then she does. What do you think about that, Eugene? Where is God in all of this? I'm like, God is right there with the people pushing the button to drop the bombs. God is right there with the people who are dying. God is right. If God is everywhere present, then that means that God is everywhere present. Now, I said to her then, if we are waiting for a God to come down to save us from this, then we have, now we're really practicing separation. The only one that can help us out of all of this around the world is us. So recognize that there is only one life. That life is God's life. That life is perfect. We are that life now. Let's pray. Michael, can I? Yeah, my brother, thank you. So join me. Let's pray together. Oh, thank you. How good it is to stand in the awareness of the one power, the one presence, the one life. And though it may be called by different names, sometimes it is called God, sometimes it is called Allah, sometimes it is called Krishna, Yahweh, Vadun, Olodomare. Whatever it is called, we call it forth into our conscious awareness, recognizing that it is at the very center of all of life and having no circumference whatsoever. There isn't anything that can, does, or will exist outside of the infinite presence of that which I call God. I recognize that it is the infinite intelligence from which all things are created in its natural form. Its very nature is to permeate, to penetrate, and to fill the interspaces of the universe, meaning that the space within the space is filled with the vibration of peace, the vibration of love, the vibration of that which I call God. And so then recognizing that God is everywhere, present at all times, I know that at all times God is present right where we are. Right here, right now, God is, we are. We are the infinite intelligence, living, moving, and having our being in it. And then we surrender and allow it to live, move, and have its being in, through, and as us. And so it is in my awareness of our oneness in that which I call God that I speak this word. I know that in this moment, not only are we stepping into being the creators of what we call abundance, but we are here to be the revealers of that which we call abundance. We are here to be the revealers of love, the revealers of peace. We are the divine revelation. Come on now. And so for this and for so much more than I can ever say, for this and for so much more than these words can ever convey, I remain forever grateful and thankful. It is from this space of gratitude and thanksgiving that I now release this word into the dynamic action of love and law, knowing that as I release my word into the law cannot help itself. It has no other recourse but to take these words and mold them and shape them and blend them and then send them back to us, not void or empty, but absolutely and completely fulfilled. And so fulfilled, we declare that it is done. Woo! And so it is. Amen. Yes. Woo!
Thank you for listening. If you have received a value, we invite you to share this podcast and check out our website, columbiacsl.com, to sign up for our weekly newsletter, providing thought-provoking blogs and details on our upcoming classes and community events. And we always are pleased to hear from you. You can reach us at podcast@columbiacsl.com. Thank you. Blessings on your journey.